Okay, well, after, getting back in late last night or early this morning, whatever you want to call it, we went through the film here and felt like overall we had a decent showing against a, good football team on the road in Washington. But there are a lot of things that we did that were good. There were a number of things we did that could have been better or weren't so good. Definitely wasn't a perfect type of performance, but I thought against a good and talented team that we competed well. We had a lot of good situations come up in the game. It's kind of unusual that we had some of the same situations come up this week that came up last week and even to the Philadelphia week. And it was kind of unusual that the game kind of came down to a very similar scenario is what we had, in Cincinnati. So fortunately, we handled this one a little bit better. But it was good to, it was good. It was a good experience for us. We certainly learned a lot from the game and from watching the tapes and making the corrections and those kind of things. And then we'll get ready for a short week against another good NFC East team and finish up our preseason preparations here and move on to the regular season. So I think we're at a point where we're starting to, things are starting to come together. We still have a long way to go, but they're starting to come together, both individually and individual performances, and also in different groups and units, and to some degree collectively as a team. As we share in a lot of the overall responsibilities and spread those out to encompass all three units on the field. So that's. That's kind of where we're at today.
Bill, if this were a regular season game and you needed to fill out an injury report, would Tom be listed as probable with a right shoulder injury?
Well, that's hard to say. We'll fill that report out when it comes, Ian. That's happened before.
So I've heard. What is an update with Tom? What do you got?
I don't really have anything to add. I don't have anything to add from last night.
Bill, did Tom require x-rays just to get a closer look at that?
I'm not really comfortable getting into, a public diagnosis of anything. It's, we played a physical game against a very physical team. Sure, at the end of the game, a lot of guys were sore and had bumps and bruises and all that. Everybody that played in the game would fall into that category. So that's pretty normal after a game like that.
Bill, one of the things that when you have a really good free safety that you're allowed to do is bring your strong safety down into the box. Do you think James Sanders has reached that point where you feel that it's okay to play Brandon Merriweather closer to the line of scrimmage and you can leave him back there just kind of as the deep safety?
Well, we've always set up our defensive system so that we have a number of options and try to have multiple ways to handle different formation and personnel problems that we face on a weekly basis. So, within our defensive system, we have different ways of doing that, and that varies from game to game and situation to situation, even within the game. So, do we have those options? Yes. How much do we do it or not do it? That's dependent on game plans and situations that occur on a weekly basis, and it changes.
Bill, just get back to Tom for a second. Are you saying that his shoulder is just a normal bump and bruise, like from a physical game, or is there nothing more than that?
I'm saying that we made the decision to play other quarterbacks in the second half of the Washington game because we wanted to see them play, and that'll be the same situation going forward into the Giant game. Tom had a desire to play, but we made a football decision to play other players because I think we need to see them at that position and make an evaluation there. So that's what I'm saying.
Hey, Bill, last year when Tom got hurt, you had Matt, who hadn't played all that much, obviously, but had some time in your system. How comfortable are you right now with your backup quarterback situation in terms of knowledge of the system and what they could do should be called should they be called upon?
Well, I think that's a position with Matt not here that now is a competitive situation, and we're evaluating that with all three players. So it's an ongoing process.
Bill, about your what about Jonathan Wilhite? Actually, obviously he had the big play and the pick and all of that. What about the rest of his game? How did he do? What were some positives and negatives from last night?
Well, Jonathan played both on the perimeter and in the slot in multiple receiver sets, and I mean, he certainly had the big play that stood out there on the interception. You know, huge play in the game. But, you know, Jonathan, like every player that played, you know, did some good things, had some good plays. There are other things that could have been a little bit better, or technique wise could be improved on, and that's just part of the process, part of the preseason games of each week, matching up against different receivers, and we expand our calls a little bit from game to game so that we try to work on all the things that we would want to play, or maybe not every one of them, but several of them, not just the one thing. We don't play the same thing in all four preseason games, so we try to use different calls, different techniques, and things like that, and so those can always be improved on and perfected. But Jonathan's been solid, certainly way ahead of where he was last year, and he's playing with good confidence, and we ask him to do a lot. He has a lot of different responsibilities, and he's a versatile player that handles them well.
Bill, a few weeks in, how would you assess the overall progress of Derek Burgess?
I think Derek has, come in here and done a real good job of picking up our system. I think what we do is, in some ways, quite a bit different from what he's done the last, last few years out in Oakland, or even in Philadelphia before that. And he's done a good job with that from an assignment standpoint, and to some degree from a technique standpoint too. And I think he's coming along well. His ability to work with other players on the front, which we've had a number of different guys in there when he's been in there, working with those guys, getting comfortable with them, getting the communication and all that, that's an ongoing process for all of us. But I think that's certainly coming along. I think Derek's he's done a good job with it. I think that those players are starting to have a good communication system, not just verbally, but also, kind of unwritten communication on the field of, what the other guy's doing and how each guy works off of it and adjust to it and so forth. So I think all that's, that's coming along well.
We didn't see a lot of Benjamin Watson last night. He did play somewhat in the fourth quarter. Was that a conditioning issue or just more a coach's playing time decision?
I'd say it's more of a coach's decision. And Benjamin missed a little bit of time the previous week from practice standpoint, so he hadn't gotten quite the number of reps and that the other three guys had gotten. So I think that played into it a little bit too, as far as where we broke that up.
Bill, did you get a good look at what happened on Chris Cooley's 73-yard reception? Where it kind of broke down or got away from you guys?
Yeah, I got a real good look at it. Yeah. Well, it was just really a play that we didn't execute very well defensively, and there were a number of problems. From the pressure, which could have, gave the quarterback and gave the pattern a lot of time to develop, which that's not good. And then certainly the coverage aspect of it was lacking as well. We're really too close to Cooley when he caught the ball, and then whatever the play could have been, it ended up being a lot more with, not the best tackling. So say there were a lot of elements of that play that could have been a lot better than what they were, and when that's the case, then not too surprising that you end up with a result like that where, you know, they get three-quarters of the football field on one play. And we just had too many breakdowns on it. Could have been coached better, could have been played better on a number of different levels. And we certainly got to do a good job, better job on that type of play. I'm sure we'll see it again. You know, all our opponents will look at that play, and you know, anytime you give a 73-yarder, you gotta, you know, if you're the next team playing them, you gotta take a look at it and say, okay, you know, maybe we gotta try that one on them. So, you know, that's a play we'll see in practice, and we'll have to do a better job of defending. But you know, Cooley ran a nice route. They protected well. You know, they let the play develop, and they got us on a, you know, three-level pattern with the, you know, with the over route. It was open as you can get.
Bill, are you concerned at all with your pass defense? Your run defense has looked really good thus far. The pass defense, though, seems to be a little more shaky.
Well, as I said in the beginning, I think there are a lot of things we can do better as a football team in every area. Coaching, playing, running game, passing game, kicking game, coverage, return, you name it. There, everything can be better, and we'll work hard to improve in all areas. Sometimes when you watch the film, you, even though things might look good on paper, when you actually watch the plays, you see problems, sometimes more problems than things that statistically might not look as good. When you actually watch them, you see, well, maybe it's only, you know, a few little things that sometimes are more easily correctable. So the same when you look at the big picture, there's elements of both there. There are some things that have been good in preseason or good in different games or good at different times that weren't really good, and there are other things that look bad that I don't think were as bad as they looked, but there was a problem that if that problem doesn't get fixed, then it'll continue to be bad, but hopefully you can fix that problem, and overall the result will be, you know, one that you're satisfied with. So I'd say it's a combination of all those things, and certainly we have a lot of work to do in every area. So that starts with me, works all the way down to the coaching staff, the players, in all three phases of the game. You know, we've all got a lot of work to do, and I think we've made a lot of progress, but you know, we're start of the regular season isn't that far away, so we've got to do everything we can to, you know, get our performance up as high as we can at this point in the year.
Bill, how would you assess the way O'Connell played last night?
Well, I think there were, again, some good things, some other things that could be better, decisions and, you know, the results of the play. You know, at times were good, at times, like I said, could have been better. So that's really, you know, a learning experience that every player goes through on every play, and we'll evaluate those along with all the other things in training camp, practices, games, and all that, and, you know, make it, you know, I mean, that's all part of the evaluation for the quarterbacks in particular, because so many of the things at their position relate to, you know, managing the team, calling the plays, formations, obviously decision making and accuracy in the passing game, and you know, clock management, and so forth and so on, audibles, check plays, all those kind of things. So, you know, some things were good, other things definitely could have been better.
Take a final question here, guys.
So were you encouraged by the special teams play last night and through the preseason? I mean, they really had a huge hand in winning that game, from Hansen's punt to Slater Downia to Chung's punt return to the operation at the end to kick the game-winning field goal.
Well, it was certainly a big improvement from last week when we were in a very similar situation and we made the stop on defense, didn't do a very good job on the punt return, got a penalty, couldn't move the ball down into field goal range or have an opportunity to make the kick. And last night, in a similar situation with the addition of a punt that was down on the 2 or 3 yard line, then we combined that with a defensive stop after three plays instead of after five from the week before. a good punt return instead of a not so good one, and then a game winning kick. So that was good to see. You know, again, I thought there were some things in the kicking game that were good, but you know, still inconsistent. We had penalties, we had some ball handling miscues, we could have blocked better in the return game at times, although we had some production. You know, Lawrence and Patrick both had, you know, pretty significant returns, but there were other opportunities there that we didn't get as much out of, and you know, our coverage game was okay, but it could have been better too. You know, along with the kicking and the, you know, the punting and snapping and all that. So, you know, I think we had our moments. I thought we showed some signs of being able to execute those things well, and then, you know, at other times, not as good. So, you know, we played a lot of people in the kicking game. We had a lot of guys out there that had opportunities and that we wanted to evaluate. So, you know, I think that probably plays a little bit of a part in it too, but still, you know, we're always looking for a little bit better execution. Not that it was bad, but it could be better.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.